This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine continues to press the United States and Europe for more help, while the Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning no-fly zones and even sanctions are akin to declaring war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Ukraine needs the protection of its skies.
Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba echoing Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Zelensky made a desperate plea to U.S. senators Saturday to send more planes and drones to help fight the Russian invasion. NATO has refused Ukraine's call to impose a no-fly zone. In Moscow, President Vladimir Putin said Russia would consider any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone a belligerent act, making that party a participant in the conflict. And he declared the sanctions being imposed akin to declaring war. He added, thank God we haven't gotten there yet. I'm Ben.
And fighting for his country's survival, Ukraine's leader made the desperate plea Saturday to the American lawmakers for the United States to help. Volodymyr Zelensky opened the private video call for U.S. lawmakers by telling them this may be the last time they see him alive. He has remained in Kyiv, the capital, which has a vast Russian armored column threatening from the north, appearing in what is now a trademark army green shirt in front of a white wall with Ukrainian flag. He told them Ukraine needs to secure its skies, either through a no-fly zone enforced by NATO or through the provision of more warplanes so Ukraine could better defend itself. Zelensky has been pleading for a no-fly zone for days, but NATO has refused, saying it could provoke a widespread war with Russia. MasterCard and Visa are now suspending their